This podcast may contain explicit language or disturbingly descriptive imagery. Listen at your own discretion.
You must be either mad or insane to seek out this godforsaken place. But since you're here, I guess I can show you the Nest of Horrors.
Today's story has been pulled out of the nest by Reddit user Dark and Creepy, entitled, "If you see a comment on YouTube that asks, wanna be friends, do not respond to it." Narrated by Liam Huell, Decent VA, and Robin Regalado.
If you see a comment on YouTube that asks, wanna be friends, do not respond to it. On YouTube right now, there's a comment asking a simple question.
Wanna be friends?
Some of you may have seen it by now, but the one that I respond to was not the same bot that could supposedly hack your YouTube channel and account. This one was far worse than getting my channel hacked. This one, hidden among all the others, is where nightmares come from. I can't hold this story to myself anymore. So here is my nightmare. It all started back about a week ago, when the first sightings of the bot comet popped up, and not much was known about it. It was supposedly going by Tom before, or something like that. Anyways, to put it frankly, I'm what you refer to as a troll on the internet. I get a kick out of causing fights, or just trolling people. So one day, I was scrolling through the comments of a video, and saw that someone posted a simple bot question saying, "Wanna be friends?" It wasn't, however, the Logan bot comments everyone's been complaining about. It was someone who had the username of Mannequin Man. After glancing at my watch, I saw that I had time to spare, and noticing that no one else had commented yet, I thought I should be the first one. I respond back saying something along the lines of, "Sure, we can be friends. As long as there are benefits, if you know what I mean." Finishing it off with a winky face. It wasn't my best work, but I thought it was pretty funny. That's when Mannequin Man commented back with a smiley face, and nothing else. Huh? That's weird. I mumbled to myself. I thought for sure he would say something like, "No, I want to do something like sub for sub," or some bullcrap like that. But all I got was a menacing smiley face back. Thinking to myself how there are weird people out there, I scrolled and clicked on another YouTube video that looked interesting, going into a rabbit hole which led me to a video criticizing a popular YouTuber, and I left another comment trolling someone trying to defend them. They went off on me, saying how stupid I was and all that, typing out full paragraphs trying to prove me wrong. But all I had to do to make them lose their head was say, "Yeah, so? They still stink." Some of you may think I'm a terrible person for doing that, and edging on fights, but I don't care. I got nothing else to do during this pandemic, and people need to stop being so sensitive. Plus, sometimes it can be pretty funny. However, waiting for the commenter to respond, someone else butted in saying,
"That's not very nice, friend."
Forgetting about the comment I left earlier, I looked at their profile name, and saw that it was Mannequin Man from before. What the? I muttered to myself, wondering how he was able to find my comment on a completely different YouTube video. I didn't respond, but rather decided that I had enough of YouTube for that day and closed down my computer. Feeling the growling of my stomach grow and wanting something more than the freezer dinners I've been living off of, I decided to order some pizza, so I called up Domino's and they told me they weren't doing delivery in my area because of the virus. I don't mind too much. Just as long as I get some pizza. So they told me when it would be ready, and I drove straight there because I had nothing else to do. While waiting in the parking lot, I pulled out my phone and started scrolling through the apps, not doing anything in particular, when I clicked on a link that led me back to YouTube. It was a random video of news bloopers, but as I watched it, I noticed that someone responded to my comments from before and it was the mannequin man again. This time, it was creepier than before. It was far worse, and I still had no idea who he was. He commented,
"Should I pick up the pizza, or will you get it, friend?"
And the later one said,
"I guess I'll meet you there at Domino's, friend."
The blood in my fingertips began to turn to ice, causing my phone to drop into my lap. So many thoughts were rumbling through my head at the moment, and a sense of paranoia came over me like a dark cloud. Now wanting to get out of my car, but with my stomach growling, I decided to risk it. But first, I surveyed the area to make sure that there was no random person strolling about, and luckily, I saw no one. So I swiftly jogged to the entrance of the restaurant, not wasting any time. Upon opening the doors, the workers seemed shocked by my crude entrance, but I didn't care. All I wanted was my pizza, and to get out of there as fast as I possibly could. Soon after paying and retrieving the pizza, I saw the bathroom door open, and not waiting to see who was walking out, I ran back to my car and swerved out of there. However, as I was driving back home, I thought about how crazy all of this was, and how this person could possibly be getting revenge back at me, though there was no way for Mannequin Man to be able to know that I was getting pizza. But as of now, I felt like this was just some elaborate troll trying to scare me, but never actually following through with any of it. Oh, how wrong I was. The next day, I woke up to a text on my phone from an unknown number, saying,
"I'm there, friend."
My first thought was on how this person was able to get my actual phone number. But then I realized that I used it to call Domino's yesterday, so he must have been able to get it then, not knowing how to respond. I texted back, "What do you mean?" As I walked to the bathroom to brush my teeth, but I realized that I left my toothbrush back in my girlfriend's house. His response was almost immediately saying,
"Where do you think, friend?"
"Please, leave me alone," is how I responded back, because I was done playing this man's stupid game of cat and mouse.
"It's not that easy, friend. You must find me."
Mannequin Man texted back and finished it with a clown emoji. Pondering on what he meant, I bit the bullet and asked, "If I find you, will you please leave me alone?"
"Yes, friend. The game begins now,"
was all he sent back. Scratching the back of my head, wondering what I just got myself into, my phone began ringing in my hand. I sat there, letting it ring, not wanting to see who it was, but I knew in my mind. Turning it over, I saw the unknown number displayed across my phone screen. I didn't pick it up, but rather let it go to voicemail. He called again, and I ignored it. The person then called a third time, and wondering what he wanted from me so badly, I picked it up. Placing the phone against my ear, I heard a thick, obscured voice say,
"You're lucky you picked up, friend, or you'd have lost the game."
"What do you want from me?" I screamed into my phone so loudly that my neighbors could hear it.
"I want to play a game that you already agree to, and there's no turning back. The rules are simple. You have 3 days to find me, and every day I come a little bit closer to your house. I think you know what happens on the third day if I win, huh, friend?"
The deep voice finished with a cackle. "How do I find you? I have no idea where you could be!" I screamed, nearly blowing out the back of my throat. All he responded back was,
"Find me, friend."
The phone call ended, and I stood there in silence, with nothing but the sound of the clock ticking in the background. Immediately, I scrambled to every room in my house, looking up and down to make sure there was no one there with me. Luckily, I was safe for now, but I thought upon what this guy said to me, and realized that I could easily call the police. So I did. And I revealed to them everything the man said and threatened me with. They told me I should find somewhere to stay with someone else just so I wouldn't be alone and vulnerable at home. They'd send some police officers to drive by and make sure everything was fine. At this point, I had two thoughts on how this was going to turn out. Either this guy was insane and really wants to play this game of cat and mouse with me, or it really was an elaborate troll, and this guy just wants to freak me out. Both of them still scare me, because this guy did go through some large holes to get my phone number and other personal information. Though still, there was no way for me to find this guy, because he left me with no clues or anything to solve this problem. I don't know if it was a coincidence or something, but I heard a knock at my door. Looking over my shoulder, I didn't know what to do. So swiftly, I grabbed an umbrella, because it was the closest thing around, and I headed towards the door. Slowly opening it, waiting to see the man's face beyond the side of it, I was surprised to find that no one was there, except for a small brown package placed meticulously at my doorstep. Glancing around for a few seconds to make sure there was no one watching me, I retrieved the package and went back inside. After locking the door behind me, I turned to see if there was a shipping label on it, because I was expecting a package containing my new Xbox controller, though this package had nothing on it, and it was far too light to be a controller, and I suppose it was from Mannequin Man. So I carried it to the counter, where I pulled out a knife to open it. Breaking the seal on top of it, I was hoping it wasn't going to be something gory, like a cut-off ear, because who knows what this insane person would send me. I was expecting something putrid to leak out of it. But no. So I lifted the tabs up, to have my eyes stumble upon a toothbrush at the bottom of it. Not knowing what to think, the thought hit me like a train. I had left this toothbrush at my girlfriend's house when I stayed with her the other day, and that must mean... All of my blood boiled up and seemed to rush out of me, leaving nothing but a cold, still presence inside of me. Grabbing my phone, I immediately called my girlfriend, and I waited with horror, wondering how he was able to find her address. When she picked up the phone, I burst out saying, "Get out of your house now! Don't ask why! Just do it!" I was expecting her to be confused about what I was yelling about, but she didn't respond. For a second, I thought the phone call didn't connect, but I pulled my phone down from my ear to see that it showed I was still in contact with her. "Rachel, are you there?" I asked with my voice quivering, and after a moment of silence, I heard someone say in a deep, whispering voice,
"Yes, she's still there, friend."
I hung up swiftly as the blood rushed to my head. Immediately, I dialed 911, and waiting for them to answer felt like an eternity until they picked up, and I stumbled over my words as I frantically told them that my girlfriend was in danger. They dispatched some officers to check out the address, and all I could do was sit there and die inside, hoping that nothing happened to her. My phone buzzed, notifying me of a text, and I picked it up to see the man texted the words,
"You were supposed to find me, friend. Not the police."
After reading this, I deleted the message and called Rachel's best friend Anna, and she picked up. "Is Rachel okay? Do you know where she is?" I asked frantically.
Yeah. She's with me at the store. Is something wrong?"
Anna responded in a confused manner. The pounding in my heart slowed down, and I was able to regain my composure a little bit. Not wanting to freak her or Rachel out, I asked if Rachel had her phone on her.
"No, she forgot it back at home. Is that why you called me in such a panic? That's a little clingy, don't you think?"
Anna said, and I just hung up the phone as I wiped the sweat off my brow. Glad that Rachel was okay. Every text and phone call I got afterward from the man I ignored or deleted because I'm sick of it. Tomorrow's the third day, and I still haven't found him, and I really hope I'll be able to make it through, and this was just an elaborate prank someone's trying to play on me. But for everything that's happened, I don't think it is. I'm going to finish this with a warning that if you ever come across a comment, "Wanna be friends?" while scrolling on YouTube, whatever you do, do not respond to it, or you might find yourself in my shoes, hoping that it's fake.
Hope you enjoyed this episode and will join us for more.